Americans looking to visit battlefields in France usually head to Normandy, where Americans stormed the beaches in World War II. But some of the most horrific battles in France took place during World War I. This year marks the 90th anniversary of the great American offensives that helped end that war. Eleanor Beardsley paid a visit to the battlefields of eastern France, where American soldiers made a lasting impression.
In the Meuse region of France, about an hour east of Paris by high-speed train, visitors can plunge into the history and atmosphere of World War I trench warfare. As a tour guide leads our group through a leafy forest along what was once the infamous Western Front, a soft drizzle helps us better imagine the miserable conditions suffered by the soldiers bogged down in the muddy trenches here. Today, though birds sing and wheat fields shimmer, there are still dangerous reminders of battles fought nearly a century ago. Our guide warns us to stay clear of a deep hole called a sap where soldiers took cover, and she cautions us to stay on the path to avoid the coils of rusted barbed wire that litter the forest floor in some places. Soon we are standing in a German trench 8 feet deep. Remnants of a tar-covered ammunition case is still lodged in its wall. 20 yards in front of us, across what was once a no-man's land, are the French front lines. The trenches here were restored as a tourist attraction only about 20 years ago. While the French trenches had to be redug, the German ones had only to be cleaned out. They remained largely intact because the Germans, unlike the French, fortified their trenches with concrete, says our guide Florence Lamousse.
The Germans wanted to build strong trenches. They wanted to stay in France. And the French, they wanted the soldiers to be offensive and not to stay in the trenches. They had a role to do. They had to go out of the trenches and to push the enemy out of the French territory.
We are at a place called Saint-Mihiel, just north of the epic French-German battlefields at Verdun. For nearly 4 years in Saint-Mihiel, the French and German armies were mired down in the trenches, fighting it out over gains of just a few feet. That changed with the arrival of the American forces led by General John J. Pershing. In their first offensive in late summer 1918, the Americans joined the French to finally rout the Kaiser's army from Saint-Mihiel. A few miles from here is the largest American military cemetery abroad. Its 14,000 graves make it bigger than those in Normandy. Scott Desjardins is the cemetery caretaker and historian.
The battles here were unbelievable because for several reasons. We weren't very well trained. We weren't very well equipped. We weren't very well led. We were a very young army. We were quite naive, actually, which worked out to our benefit. Because had we listened to the French and the British, we'd still be stuck in the trenches, really.
Just 2 weeks after their victory at Saint-Mihiel, Pershing's American Expeditionary Forces set out to capture the railroad hub at Sedan and break the rail network supporting the German army in France and Flanders. Known as the Meuse-Argonne Offensive, or the Battle of the Argonne Forest, it was one of the bloodiest battles in U.S. history. Pershing moved 600,000 soldiers and artillery at night from Saint-Mihiel to the Argonne to mount a surprise attack on the Germans. After 47 days of fighting, Pershing's forces prevailed. The victory at Meuse-Argonne was key to convincing the Germans to sign the armistice to end the war in November. Many of the Americans who died in that offensive are buried here at the Meuse-Argonne Cemetery. The French inhabitants of the Meuse region have clearly not forgotten the Americans. Towns and villages are peppered with monuments and memorials to Les Amis, the nickname given to Uncle Sam's troops. And this summer, a series of concerts, films, exhibits, and special battlefield tours will mark the 90th anniversary of the American battles that helped win the war. Local historian Jean-Luc Demandre says the arrival of the Americans in 1917 made a lasting impression on the population.
The Americans brought an incredible optimism into the war. They were big and athletic, they chewed chewing gum and smoked blonde cigarettes, and they were convinced the Allies would win. For people here, it was the discovery of baseball and jazz, and really a whole new civilization.
In an abandoned quarry near the town of Verdun, a giant sound and light show reenacts the bloody French-German battle.
Meine Liebe, Ehefrau.
In one scene, a French and German soldier each write a letter home from the trenches. Both evoke the same feelings of despair and futility. Are we still human beings, they ask. This year, a new, more upbeat scene has been added to the production. It depicts the arrival of the Americans and how they helped to end the war to end all wars 90 years ago this summer. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Verdun, France.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.